This fortress that you are visiting right now was severely punished because of constant fights. After the fall of the Caliphate of Cordoba, the castle of Iznájar awakened the interest of the Berbers. According to what Abd Allah ben Buligan says in his memoirs, Habus ben Maksan ruled Iznájar and established the capital of his Taifas kingdom in the year 1010. The capital was later moved to Granada, and so Iznájar became one of the most important fortresses under his rule. Once the borders of the Kingdom of Granada were set, the fortress of Iznájar became one of the most important points of the Muslim territory. The people who lived on the border would be permanently threatened, and they would feel constantly uncertain about the possible dangers. This would lead to the construction of a second walled enclosure, which would protect the population and would defend the territory against the Christian forces. Even though it was normal that the war would destroy these lands, there were moments in which the relationships on the border between Muslims and Christians were peaceful. Thereby, in 1262, citizens from Iznájar, Ali Aben Kathin and Mohammed Aben Kahiba were sent by the Nazari king to collaborate with the Christians to set the borders of nearby towns. If you walk through the walkway, you will reach one of the doors of the castle.